Then we walk out for coffee. And coffee, we're back in the cocktail reception area. And the king and queen are just mingling. And the queen comes over, and I'm talking with her for 20 minutes, just drinking coffee. And she's very tall, and she, I'd say, well, she had 5-inch heels on. I looked very closely at what she was wearing, because I know I had to report to a number of women in my life. I mean, she's a very a charming woman. Deep brown eyes, lots of wrinkles around the eyes, you know, very little makeup, if maybe just a base, almost nothing. Hair, this was not a big public event. I don't even know if she washed it. It looks stringy. No, I'm being honest. Yeah, a little bit like a hippie girl. And by the way, about halfway through this 20 minutes, there was a hair flip, I just want to say. I'm like, oh, hair flip. Gray.
Yeah, I'm glad you noted that. That's good.
It was right next to me. There was.
Did she hit you in the face with her hand or anything in the process?
No. There was a... So she was wearing a gray pencil skirt. What bugged me was the jacket.
These details aren't...
There are women who listen to the show, John. Think about the demo.
The demo.
Just for a second.
Okay, she was wearing a gray pencil skirt.
Yeah, the problem was the jacket was so ill...
How many pencils does it make?
So ill-fitting in the back that it was like she was holding her shoulder blades back and it was kind of perched back.
This is unacceptable.
It was. It's like no one looked at her and said, nah, that jacket's no good. Only vintage jewelry, very understated, but not really pretty. Just like looked like old grandma's old stuff. I'm sure it was grandma's old stuff. You know, the old queen.
It was grandma's old stuff.
Sure. But, you know, nothing like mind-boggling. Just, I was like, eh. You know, what wasn't really spectacular. That's just me. So then, but listen.
Decadent.
And she says, how's your daughter? She's great. Yeah. She's doing all kinds of fun things. And yeah, with comparing notes as parents about, my daughters, they're now, 15. Think they know everything. And she says, and your girlfriend or wife, girlfriend, she works at Ronald McDonald House. So yeah, she runs the whole thing. So yeah. And she knew all this stuff, all these details.
Yeah, they had the dossier open.
Yeah.
The two of them got together before the thing. I said, what do you think we should talk about with these idiots?
Well, I think they must have.
I don't know. Let's see what we got here.
I'm hoping.
Look at this. Well, this curry guy's kind of interesting.